There are no water slides or roller coasters in Brule, and that's the way Chloe Manns likes it. She runs a small resort called Brule River Classics where fly fishermen and kayakers stay. She says the Brule Fish Hatchery is the main event there.
It's an attraction that children can see and wives can walk to or bike to if they're not on the river fishing. It's just real traction.
Now the DNR has said it will keep the 1927 vintage hatchery open. The news surprises State Representative Nick Milroy.
The game changer was when a regional DNR manager brought the secretary and the executive assistant of the DNR up to the facility, and they realized how historically important it was and how well maintained it was, and that we could continue operations without any major investment.
Milroy says the consultant report called for major upgrades or closing of some state fish hatcheries.
That report was kind of a utopian type report where, you know, every hatchery would need millions of dollars worth of upgrades to meet the challenges of preventing any sort of disease outbreak or invasive species from entering systems. It's just not realistic in today's economy to be able to upgrade all of those facilities.
Even so, Milroy says the state fisheries program still faces a $3 million deficit and needs to find places to cut or make operations more efficient. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.